Lately, we've been chatting to people born in the 90s who are working in the primary sector or planning to. Riley Kennedy is quite a bit younger than those we've profiled so far. He was born in 2001. We've got to know him quite well, as he's been getting some work experience here at Country Life.
Hi, I'm Riley Kennedy, and we're here in the agricultural town of Fielding.
You born and bred here, Riley?
No, I'm an Ashburton boy in heart, but I've lived here most of my life.
Tell us what you're studying.
I'm studying a diploma in journalism at Wintec in Hamilton.
What sort of journalism are you interested in?
Agricultural journalism mainly. There's a real story to be told in agricultural journalism. It's a very niche market, and it interests me hugely. I think our stories need to be told from a very neutral point of view. Like at the moment, it's either bad or you've got someone that wants to beat the drum. I think it needs to be neutral and taking everyone's point of view, but there's a real story to be told on the land, and that's why I love it, yeah. A while ago, I wrote a story about the rural urban divide, and at the time, I thought that there was a rural urban divide. We need to tell our story better, but I actually think that the urban sector respects us more, and I think it's more the farmers that need to be, or the agricultural sector needs to be more open to sharing our story, and not every time a microphone's put in front of them, they think, oh, it's all about the environment, it's those bloody greenies and the vegans. But I think we need to be telling our story well, and that's sort of what I want to do.
And have you seen some stories you've got your eye on that you'd like to cover?
Yep, I'd love to get out to some of the Chatham Islands and get out there and really tell the true heart of what rural New Zealand is. We hear from Federated Farmers and Dairy NZ, all their leaders, but not that it's a bad thing, but I think that we need to actually be going to real farmers that get up every day and produce our food and get their point of view and, tell their story.
It's a pretty tough time to be getting into journalism.
Yeah, well, it's not great. It's not ideal. But it will get better. It might be a tough slog for a few years, but I'm sure it will come right. I am quite optimistic about what's to come. I think with the rise in digital, everyone has a platform now, so I think there's a real opportunity there for the whole primary sector to be telling its story through those platforms, not just through mainstream media anymore. And that's what I've set out to do, and is help the sector tell its story.
Riley Kennedy.